When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's bonus episode, I want to share with you something that I was studying this week in the Word, and something that I think is especially relevant for those of us who are in business as Christians. Over the last 2 weeks, we're coming towards the end. So almost 2 weeks now, we've been doing a fast with the Society. So for those of you guys who don't know, the Society is our membership community that supports this podcast. It's a community of like-minded women who don't play about God, don't play about their business, and really just want to grow in both areas. And we've had this membership community since 2018. And every year, towards the end of the year, we do an annual fast where we just focus on getting closer to God, drowning out distractions, and really just letting Him do what He's going to do. For me, before this fast, I was in a place where it was just a lot going on. And I was frustrated in a lot of areas and just dealing with my own stuff. And I was in a space where I'm like, God, I need this fast for myself. I know that the Word says that some things only come through prayer and fasting. And I felt like I was in a funk, so to speak. And so I knew that this is what I needed, not just to host or lead this fast for everybody else, but this was something that I needed for myself. Like, I needed my Father for myself. And over the course of this fast, it's been so beautiful to see the breakthrough of the women in the group. They're getting freed from so many things. For me personally, God has put a mirror up and really just been reading me for filth. And I was telling a friend recently, I was like, only God can read you and still love you so well at the same time, to where He's holding up a mirror to my face and showing me myself, showing me the things that don't look like Him that are in me, and doing it in such a loving way to where I don't feel shame. I don't feel condemned. I feel convicted, but I also feel comforted and encouraged. And it's a beautiful thing. And as I've been studying and as God has revealed things to me, I was taken to 1 John 2 verses 15 through 16. I'm going to read the scripture and then I want to read you the commentary that my study Bible says, because this got me all the way together. So 1 John 2 verse 15 says, "Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of your Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but they are from this world." Now, this is how my study Bible elaborates on. If you do not have a study Bible, please get one. Mine is in my Amazon store. I'll link it in the show notes as well. And having a study Bible is great to really help you digest and comprehend and understand what you're reading in the text. So the study Bible explanation says, "Some people think that worldliness is limited to external behavior, the people we associate with, the places we go, the activities we enjoy. Worldliness is also internal because it begins in the heart and is characterized by three attitudes. The first attitude is craving for physical pleasure, preoccupation with gratifying physical desires. The second attitude is craving for everything we see, coveting and accumulating things, bowing to the god of materialism. And three, pride in our achievements and possession, so obsession with one's status or importance. When the serpent tempted Eve, he tempted her in these areas. Also, when the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness, these were his three areas of attack. By contrast, God values self-control, a spirit of generosity, and a commitment to humble service. It is possible to give the impression of avoiding worldly pleasures while still harboring worldly attitudes in one's heart. I'm going to read that last part again. It says, it is possible to give the impression of avoiding worldly pleasures while still harboring worldly attitudes in one's heart. And we've been talking a lot about business over the last episode, and our next episode is going to be a part two to that. As you're preparing for your business in 2024, I also confront you to seek God on showing you areas of your internal worldliness. Are there ways in which you're craving the things that you see? The designer things, the lavish trips, the black girl luxury, which was like a huge trend on TikTok at one point. Are you in a space where you are just really comparing yourself, admiring, falling in love with all of this materialism, so much so that your goals and your idea of success is not pleasing God? Your idea of success is being able to achieve or accumulate these things that you want. And I'm not saying that it's bad to want nice things. It's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is, if you're doing something so that you can accumulate those things and not so that you could please God, then that's an issue. We have to check our internal worldliness, especially as Christians in business. I have to constantly check my internal worldliness because I know that I am susceptible to pride, to self-importance, to achievement. I know that that is an element of my nature that I have to constantly keep in check. Self-awareness, I say all the time, is really a secret to success because you're able to keep yourself in check when you know what worldly attitudes you're bent towards. And if you don't know, then I suggest that you ask God to show you, especially before we go into this new year. I don't want us to go into a new phase, a new year of business with the same stuff from this year. So I challenge you as you're doing the things that I'm discussing this week about creating predictability in your business, I challenge you to also seek God on what internal worldliness is keeping you bound. Because I love how the study Bible differentiates the external worldliness. Because some of us, we got that down pat. We ain't going certain places. We ain't talking a certain way. We're not doing certain things. Like the stuff that people could see, the stuff that people can hold us accountable to, we got that down pat, whether it's in truth or in a facade. But we ain't even gonna go there. We got that external stuff down pat. But that internal stuff that only us and God sees, that's what we need to confront. That's what's going to allow you to live your best life. That's what's going to allow you to truly experience freedom by really allowing God to show you your internal worldliness and then, more importantly, allowing Him to free you from it. So that's it for this bonus episode. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.